Today we're going to be looking at in Ephesians, if you have your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 5. And verses 14 through 20. And it says this, "This is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." If you would bow with me, we'll pray. Dear Holy Father God, I thank you for allowing us to come here today, Lord, and get into your word. And I pray, God, that your name would be glorified through this, God, and that you will just speak through me, God, now, and it would be your words, God. In Jesus' name I do pray, amen. In this scripture, Paul's writing here in Ephesians, and he's talking to us Christians personally. And he's talking for us to wake up and to rise from the dead just as Christ did, and Christ will shine upon you. My first point that I want to make to you all is make time for God through prayer. We see a lot, many times, I think that we're come close to God is when we're on our knees and we're in prayer. Paul's writing here many times is, whether, and if you look in the Bible, millions of his disciples and people, God was even in prayer. Jesus went by himself away from people in a wilderness to where he can be with God all the time. And the disciples once asked Jesus, "How should we pray?" And Jesus says, "We should, you know, close the door and be alone with God and say, 'Our Father who art in heaven, I'll be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, so we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, deliver us from the evil one, for divine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.'" And that's the way God tells us we should go about it. That God will get the glory. That God will control us and guide us. I remember when I was preparing to go to London, and God showed me that I had to make time for him in prayer. I didn't know at the time. I went through and I kept telling my mother that I feel a call to go there, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And first start was to sign up, I guess. I guess that was the first start. But I went one day and I signed up and I told my mom, I said, "Okay, I signed up, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go." But I didn't have faith. And my mom said, "Pray about it." So I started praying about it. And about August of that summer, I signed up at Falls Creek. I got a letter. And it said, "Colin Forehand, congratulations, you've been accepted." God got me there. Went in prayer and I thanked God. And I said, "Okay, God, I'm going. I can't afford the money, though." So I was making in my life excuses through my faith of, well, okay, but, and God showed up in big ways. He gave me my first paycheck of $450, and then people were giving, and God got me the second time. Well, the third time, I did it again. Jesus made a way for me to go to spread his gospel, and that was what God was trying to show me, was that even though sometimes we say, "God, I can't do this," God's going to turn around and say, "Yes, you can, with the power of the Holy Spirit." And that is where we see this, is that Jesus made time in his day to talk to God. He would pray alone and had faith in his Father that he would guide him. See, Jesus was a busy man. Jesus knew his schedule. Jesus made time for sinners, for lost people, for his disciples. And we see a lot of times God's disciples saying what to Jesus? "Well, why are you doing this? Why are you making time for that person?" And Jesus said, "Every time, because I love them and I want them to know the gospel of Jesus." And that is why Jesus was here, to save us. God tells us a lot of times to pray. Now I want you to think about that four-letter word, pray. To me, prayer is the, just one of the many things in life that if you have faith that God can do something, it's going to be done. My dad prayed for my uncle for 30 years, 33 years. My uncle was a drug addict, and he just struggled. And my dad prayed for 33 years that God was going to restore him and had faith that he would become saved. And today my uncle is clean. He is drug-free, and he gave his heart to the Lord. And only God can do that. Only God can take a sinner's heart that's broken and change it. And if my dad didn't have not faith that my uncle could be saved, it wouldn't have been done. But only God took care of that need. And God has changed my family tremendously through faith. Paul tells us in verse 17, if you look, to make time the most of every opportunity. Guys, time is short. Time is very short in the Bible and in the world. And people go every day and they've never heard the name of Jesus preached. They don't even know who Jesus is. Sometimes, I remember when I was in, one time I got an opportunity to talk to this man in Indianapolis. And we were walking, and it amazed me to see the people, different people that don't know God, don't know who Jesus is. I even heard some people say in Indianapolis, well, what does the red letters mean in the Bible? Well, it's Jesus' words, you know, and you'd go in detail with them, and they'd say, well, who is Jesus? And right there you can open up with Jesus is the healer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You see it in the Bible. God asked his disciples, he asked, who do you say that I am? And of course they said, well, some say you're the Son of God, some say you're, and he said, no, but who do you say that I am? Jesus, to each and every one of you, has a different meaning. If I was to ask you, say, Brother Lester, what does God mean to you? What would you say?
He's the Son of God who saved me from my sins.
That's right.
He lives in me and takes care of me day by day.
That's right. And each of us have our own thing with God. God is my forgiver. He's my guide in life. I hope that you will let Jesus be your guide. The second thing we see, that my point too, is let the Holy Spirit guide you. The Holy Spirit that we see is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We don't get to talk much about the Holy Spirit, but to you, the Holy Spirit is someone who lives in here, and He guides and directs your heart and your life. He guides us every day of that constant flesh versus the Spirit. Our flesh tells us it's okay, but our Spirit tells us what the truth says in God's Word. In verse 18, Paul tells us to let the Holy Spirit fill us and control us. When he's making this, he's saying that the Holy Spirit should lead us. If you ever, I don't know if many of you, if you're on the radio, and how many of you ever heard of Hillsong? Hillsong's great. There's a song by them that they do called Oceans. And it talks about this very thing that Paul's talking about, to let the Holy Spirit fill us and control us. It says, where my feet may fail, God, may you carry me. God, where I struggle, where I fall, even in my darkest hour, may you take me. May you guide me. And may when the oceans are big, God, when oceans rise, you are still the Lord of my heart and my soul. And in that song, you just see God leading people. You know, I feel God's presence in that song because it is so true. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He tells us when we're doing right. He tells us when we're doing wrong. He tells us yes and sometimes no. And sometimes we don't want to hear no, but sometimes it's what God's will is. Will you let God lead you? I can think of nobody better today, folks, who loves you and wants to meet your needs and guide you. I know that before I became saved, I was lost. I thought I was an athlete, and I thought that putting sports in front of God became a priority. I went to church, but I really didn't grasp the concept of what God wanted for my heart. And when I gave my full heart to the Lord, I had to not just give 50% of it, but I had to give 100% of it. And God took me, not saying that, you know, God wants you to enjoy life and athletics and things, but I was putting football first, God second. And God broke me down when I was 15 years old. And And he just said, Colin, you've got to put me first in everything you do.
Amen.
Even in front of your family, your friends. Whatever you do, I come first. And when I began to give God the glory, I gave him first in my life, things started to change for me. And I saw it. And the third thing we see in point three is to thank God for everything. In verse 19 and 20, you see here, speaking to one another with psalms. This is the church, the people who are saved. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was watching a movie yesterday, Footloose. Many of you seen it. I know it's kind of funny, but you know, I was telling my mom, this guy, McCormick, he liked to dance, but in this county, they didn't dance. It was against the law to dance. Well, he made a statement that said, and I thought this was awesome, he became before the court, and he pleaded his case, but one thing he used, he said, didn't David, a man after God's own heart, dance in front of the Lord? Every time we should see God, we should dance a million times in front of him. And to me, I was watching that and I said, you know, there is some significance in that, because do we sing hymns to each other and do we praise one another when we see each other and pray over one another? To me, I think it's just awesome when I see a church come together and do that and pray for each other. I can think of no one better when you thank God for everything than God's servant Job. If you look at Job's life and you look at what Job went through a lot, guys. If you don't know the story of Job, one day Satan came to God. Satan said, God, your servant Job has never sinned against you, and he loves you. But let me just twist it a little bit, God, and let me try to get him to falter against you. God said, okay. You can tempt him, but you cannot touch him or hurt him physically. Satan, he said, go, depart. Well, you see, Satan got the better of Job by taking away his family, his friends, his money, his land, his clothes, everything away from Job. But at the end of the day, you see, Job still, number one, loved God, and Job thanked God for where he was in life. See, the things of this earth are temporary, but God is forever. God, one day when we get to meet in heaven, I can picture it in my mind now. When we see Jesus kneeling before, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And Jesus, I can't wait to just see him in all of his splendor and glory. But I have that confidence. I hope you do too. That one day when our time passes, that you will see God. And many times in life, we have things that go this way, and we have things that go this way. We have our ups and downs in life. We thank God sometimes for the good things, but do we thank God sometimes for the bad things? I know that kind of seems, well, God, you know, I'm going through a hard time right now. But I really, no, God wants to hear that. God wants to hear your needs. He wants to hear from you so God can heal you. Because God wants to make a difference in your life. But sometimes through the bad times in life is when we have the highest amount. Where we are weak, who is strong? God. And God wants to help you, but you got to be willing to meet the Lord. Today, in Ephesians, now we're going to look at another scripture, and it's talking about, I'm wanting to see where your heart is. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, you see here about prayer. and pray in what? The Spirit, on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, this is Paul, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Amen. To me, I love this because back then, God's disciples went through a lot in their lives. A lot. And for me, it encourages me to see this and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keeping praying for the Lord's people. I have a good friend of mine right now that I was in third grade, her mother ended up having breast cancer. And we didn't know how long the symptoms and things. But my mother and dad and I prayed fiercely to God that God was going to meet that prayer need and that request. Today, I can tell you she's battled 8 years. And she is still living and she is still breathing only because God can heal. I know that firsthand because when the church prays over people and the lost, things happen in a mighty way. I know at the Baptist Collegiate Ministries, we've been doing a thing on our relationships and things, and you know, I can tell you, I've prayed about it a lot to God, and God has told me time and time again, are you putting me first? Are you praying to me? Because I have the best relationship known to man, and that is Jesus Christ. And I can't wait, like I said, for things to happen. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today if you don't know Him? I pray you do because it's one of the greatest decisions you'll ever make in life. If you feel today in your heart that God is calling you to be saved, don't wait. There will be people today who would love to talk to you about how to become saved. And if I can say anything today, is number one, that you admit that you are a sinner. I believe in the ABC method, to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be what? Saved. And then you confess that Jesus is Lord. So my prayer and my vision is to put God first, to love the Lord our God. God, what does God tell us? To love the Lord our God with all of our heart. Lean not on our understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall make your path straight. And number two is to love one another as ourselves. The greatest commandment that God can give is to love God and love others. I'm very excited to be here with you all, and I'm excited to get to work alongside the youth. God has given me a vision since I was 14, 15. Worked alongside a guy by the name of Les Shear at Harbor Church. He was at Harbor. I worked alongside him. And he gave me a vision just like 15 of us students. And we still have that connection with each other. But we put those two commandments high. And that's what I want to instill, is to love one another and to love God. I pray that you would make a commitment today, if you don't know Jesus, to let Him become as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give it to Brother Lester, but I pray today that if you heard anything in my message, is that you will put your faith and trust in God and allow Him to work inside your heart. And give whatever you're holding back, whatever you're fighting, give it to Him so that He can heal you. I'm going to pray and I'm going to give it to Brother Lester. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come and speak your word, God, boldly. And God, I pray that we would give you, God, our full hearts and our lives. That, God, you laid down the ultimate sacrifice when you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Because, God, without that, without your son's blood, God, we would not be saved. through your grace and mercy, God, you showed us the way, and it is only through your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that if anyone does not know you as their Lord and Savior, God, that they would come to know you, and that, God, you would experience in the relationship that I have and many of these people have, God, in this room. But God, we love you. We thank you. Forgive us of our sins, God, where we fail you every day. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.